Blog Talk Radio.
So many paths, only one road to choose. If you live for yourself, you know you will lose. In your heart, let true love rule. Well, we are made with godly attributes. Well, I said things gonna be right when it's right that we choose. Yes, we gotta live up now. Hey, we gotta live up now. Whoa, hey, hey, hey. We're gonna the days that used to slumber. Gone are the days that I used to wonder. These are the days that the prophets look for, yeah. Gone are the days, yes. I am awake like a storm rising. Where do we begin? Well, I said some of a lot, but most have nothing. Well, out of the mouth of the babes and suckers men, we are asking the question, brutality. The system not providing for none of our needs, but them wanting the luxury. Yo, but they're living unjustly. Not enough bloodshed, another youth is dead. What is judgment from Babylon gonna be treated? We're giving thanks for our daily bread. Yes, my eyes stay red. Hey, gone are the days that I used to slumber. Gone are the days that I used to wonder. These are the days Elijah looked for, yeah. Gone are the days. Well, I am awake. World leaders, am I working in vain? They made a million dollars to save trade. Now they flooded the ghettos with guns and cocaine. Watch them go down the drain while we lift up our voice, lift up our hands, lift up our spirit.
Yes, blessed souls, let's lift up our voices, our spirits and our hearts to give praises to the Most High. Greetings and blessings and greetings, everyone. Don't just come in, and we're live because we want to stay alive. And Torah Chaim, instructions of life. Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness. Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. This is Soul Class number 39. Soul being the acronym for S70, original orders, U, universal air laws. We're talking about the Sheva Mitzvah, Bnei Noach, seven Noahid commandments, which were originally given to Noach, each tzaddik, the righteous Noach and his three blessed sons coming out of that ancient ark 4,114 years ago. Ham, Shem, and Japhet, blessed souls. And those seven blessed connections, universal connections. I just want to remind everyone, it's not just about seven mitzvahs. It's about a commitment to coming closer to the Most High. If you are from all the nations, then you never have to say die. You can go higher and higher into your unique an exclusive relationship with the Most High. And why do you have that unique and exclusive relationship with the Most High, blessed souls? I'll tell you why. Because we're going to go to Genesis 1:26 again and again and again and again. Just like we say, Baruch Adonai Le'olam Amen V'Amen, which is blessed the Most High forever, eternally. We say Amen, Amen, which is confirmation on that blessing, which is uttered by the sweet singer of Israel, King David, David HaMelech. And we go to Genesis 1:26. Seven, as we remind ourselves, Vayivra Elohim et Adam Betzalmo Betzalem Elohim Bara Oto Zachar Nakeva Bara Oto. So the Most High created man in his image, and the image of the Most High, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So you see, blessed souls, we are all connected to that grid, that universal grid. Before we get to chant out a little bit of Psalms chapter 9. I want to just vibe out with you. And a little bit something from this week's Torah portion from chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. We see there that the daughter of Paro, you know, Paro was an idolater, and the Egyptians were involved at that time. The 12 tribes of Israel were sunken and mired in horrible and evil slavery. So the daughter of Paro came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside, and she saw the ark among the flags. And which is really referring to the reeds along the river. And she sent her handmaid, and she took it, and she opened, and she saw the child, and behold, a boy wept, and she had compassion on him, and she said, of the children of the Hebrews is this one. Then said Then said his sister, meaning Miriam, the older sister, the oldest child of Yocheved and Amram, who were the parents of Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. Then his sister, meaning the sister of Moshe, Moses, said unto the daughter of Parashai, go and call for thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse for you the child. And Paro's daughter said, go. And the maiden went, and she called, and the mother of the child. And Paro's daughter said, take away this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you wages. And the woman took the child, and she nursed him. That was none other than Moses' mother, Yocheved. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Paro's daughter, and he became her son. And she called Moses, and she said, because out of the water I drew him. Literally, Meshituhu means I drew him out. And that's where the name Moshe, Moses, comes from, blessed souls. And, you know, the daughter, Bat Paro, the daughter of Paro, went from becoming the daughter of merely the king of Egypt, who, by the way, was the leader of the civilized world at that time, as uncivilized it was, sunken in witchcraft and idolatry and the oppression of the Hebrews and other peoples of those times, because the other people who were enslaved at that time in the Egypt, ancient Egypt, I'm not talking about modern Egypt, we're talking about ancient Egypt over 3,400 years ago. But she became Batya, the daughter of the Most High. That's something to consider about blessed souls. We can go from wherever we came from places that might not have been so positive, which was not of our own fault, from environmental circumstances, and we all can become a Batya, a Rabenya, a son or a daughter of the Most High. I just want to bring out one more thing, blessed souls, before we go into chanting out chapter 9 from Psalms, taken from a direct descendant of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, direct descendant of King David and Solomon, which he implored that every Yehudi, every Jew in this world should get involved in being spreading out the 7 Noahide commandments, which again, I'll mention them one more time, as I do with every show, as I try to. Number one, not to blaspheme the Most High with the name of the Creator's name. Number two, not to commit idolatry. Number three, not to commit premeditated murder. Number four, not to commit adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while it's still alive. Number seven, to raise up righteous statutes which will back up and affirm and confirm those other six precepts, commandments, mitzvot. And the Rebbe said that the main thing, action is the main thing. Every single Jew, the Rebbe said, and he said this at a gathering. This was a gathering in 1983, corresponding to 5,743 years into the creation. Every single Jew should do everything in his power, her power, spread Torah mitzvot among Jewish people, and also to spread the Noahide commandments among the blessed children of Noah. Why are the children of Noah blessed? Because they're all direct descendants of Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Go see that in Genesis 9:1. And the more alacrity that one can display, the Rebbe said in another teaching from 1983, corresponding to 5,743 years blazing raising creations. And just to remind everyone, we are now on the 14th day of the Hebrew month of Tevis, 5,771 years blazing and grazing creation, corresponding to December 21st, 2010. And the Rebbe mentioned at this gathering among his Hasidim that the greatest one's alacrity is activities. If we spread out these 7 Noahide commandments, we're going to bring the true and complete redemption quicker. Can we reject those type of teachings, blessed souls? Just like we have to accept and not reject the music that we open up the show with from Blessed Joseph Israel, with Gone Are the Days, and if these are the days that Elijah looks for and the prophets look for, with the days of universal redemption, with the return of Nevi'im Chozrim, the prophet shall return. How can we reject teachings of Torah? Because teachings of Torah prepare us to become more sensitive to the teachings of the prophets. So here's some prophetic teachings right now as we chant out from out of Ruach HaKodesh from King David, spirit of prophecy, spirit of holiness, divine inspiration from chapter 9. Let's go into these final verses of Tehillim. Here we go, blessed souls. Here we're starting from verse 18, chapter 9. Yashuvu Rishoyim Yishola Kol Goyim Shecheche Elohim. The wicked will return to the grave, all the nations that forget the Most High. Kilo Donetzach. Excuse me. Kilo Dor Netzach, Yishochach, Evyon, Tikvat, Anim, Tovad Lo'ad. For not for eternity will the needy be forgotten, nor will the hope of the poor perish forever. Kuma Adonoi Al Ya'oz Enosh Yishavtu Goyim Al Panecha. Arise, O Most High, let not man prevail, let the nations be judged in your presence. Again, those who will rebel against you. But Most High, bless, I'm adding my little parenthetical statement, let those nations who want to come before your presence because they want to seek the essence of their soul as they come to realize there's a positive implication by being connected to their Tzelem Elokim, their divine image. Shita Adonoi Mora Lohem Yedu Goyim Enosh Hema Sela. Set your mastery over them, O Most High. Let the nations know they are but frail men. Sela. Sela, blessed souls, is an expression of eternity, meaning forever. Let every nation, let every person living on this earth know that we are merely dwellers of clay. But we shouldn't get sad by knowing that we're just dwellers of clay, because inside that clay, there's a blessing beyond our own imagination. What is that blessing? That we have a human soul. And that being said, blessed souls, I want to conclude with some music from a young man from Israel. His name is Yerachamiel Ziegler. And since we're kind of trying to upgrade our audio content of our show in Soul Talk, which was Soul Talk number 39, there's a beautiful song by Yerachamiel. This is called Scattered Among the Roses. And you can become a friend of Yerachamiel. That's Yerachamiel Ziegler, Ziegler, on Facebook, and you also connect to him with that first name of Yerachamiel, which I just spelled out for you. And you can see this video with him playing. He calls it a new song, but it's actually a song from 2 years ago. It's called Scattered Among the Roses, and also you can connect with Joseph Israel via Facebook. That's also Havachad, one love, Gore Lachad. One destiny, Lukulana for all of us, but Darchinom, Darchisholom, in a peaceful and pleasant way, Lukulana for all of us, right now, B'Berch Hashem Sprech, with the blessings of the Most High. Have a great day. Don't let anyone discourage you. Instead, go and encourage everyone you meet today. Have a blessed day. Yeah.